USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Pentagon is sending additional troops and missile defense equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates in response to the recent attack on Saudi oil facilities blamed by the U.S. and others on Iran. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren says the deployment could further destabilize the region.
He puts that region at risk. He puts our country at risk. We need a president who respects the rule of law, and that's not Donald Trump.
In a phone call on July 25th, President Trump urged the president of Ukraine to investigate Hunter Biden, who is former Vice President Joe Biden's son. He worked for a gas company in Ukraine. Sources say the call led to a whistleblower complaint by someone in the intelligence community, setting off a showdown between congressional Democrats and the administration, which has refused to turn over the formal complaint. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Near Bryce Canyon National Park in Utah, four people from China were killed and at least two dozen injured after a tour bus crashed. Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Nick Street.
This bus is overturned after we believe that the driver went off the road to the right, overcorrected back to the left, and overturned one time, ending up back on its wheels.
The site of America's biggest nuclear accident has been shut down for good. Chris Barnes has the story.
The Three Mile Island nuclear power plant in Pennsylvania leaked large amounts of radiation after a partial meltdown in 1979.
Some radioactive steam escaped into the air. Radiation was detected a mile away from the plant.
The accident brought stricter standards for nuclear power plants, but put the development of new ones on the back burner for decades. Three Mile Island is licensed to operate through 2034, but it's going out of service early after the state refused to provide financial assistance to its owners.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Students all over the world walked out of classes on Friday to protest the lack of progress on climate change. With more, here's USA's John Hunt.
Young people, afraid for their futures, skipped school and protested around the globe to implore leaders to tackle climate change, turning out by the hundreds of thousands to insist the warming world can't wait for action. Marches, rallies, and demonstrations were held from Canberra to Kabul, from Cape Town to New York City, and German police even reported that more than 100,000 turned out in Berlin. The demonstrations were partly inspired by the activism of Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg.
I'm just going to say that I'm so incredibly grateful for every single one of you. I'm so proud of you have come here. It's not more than I think anyone had expected.
Thunberg spoke at a rally and is expected to participate in the UN Youth Climate Summit and speak at the UN Climate Action Summit with global leaders on Monday. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
A controversial NFL star is once again without a team for the second time in 2 weeks. Antonio Brown's release came less than a week after making his debut on the field. The New England Patriots said, "We feel that it is best to move in a different direction at this time." Brown was let go after being accused of sexual misconduct by two women. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.